Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the concluding part of our Hours to Protect feature on biodiversity. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at what exactly biodiversity is and how it gets damaged. We also heard from Scully Growney in the heart of the Rathcarn Gaeltacht in County Meath, who recently won the Nature Hero Award for schools. This week, we're heading back over to the girls and boys from Ardrí National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Joe.
Anna.
Lena.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Risha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Tine.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cavi.
Victor.
Kieran.
And we asked them,
why are bees so important?
Bees are important because they pollinate flowers.
Bees are important because they pollinate flowers and help our ecosystem.
Bees are important because they make honey and royal jam.
Bees are important because they produce honey.
Bees are important because they pollinate flowers and they make the planet greener and they produce yummy honey.
Bees are important for honey, and then they also help flowers, and then they collect everything from flowers.
Bees are important because they pollinate our flowers in the garden and make yummy honey.
Bees are essential pollinators for our plants and flowers and the wildlife.
Bees are important because they pollinate flowers and produce fresh honey for us.
Bees are important for our planet because they pollinate flowers and give us honey.
Bees are important for our planet because they keep the cycle of pollinating going and produce honey.
That's the Eco Legends from Ardrí National School in Navan. Next up, I asked biodiversity expert Anna Brown from Big Sky Flowers how important she rates our bees.
So bees pollinate things that we like to eat. Apples, strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers. Without bees, lots of foods would not grow.
So if bees were to stop tomorrow, how critical would that get?
We'd starve.
Right, it'd be that big.
It'd be that big.
The Dublin Buzz Initiative began in 2021, starting at the Dublin Bus Depot in Phibsborough, where they set up their very first beehive. A number of years and beehives later, there doesn't seem to be any stopping them. To find out all about how this great initiative has developed, I met up with Blake Boland from Dublin Bus.
Well, this is actually a staff-led initiative, which is fantastic. You know, this isn't Dublin Bus hiring an external company and giving them a big check to come in and do something that we can then advertise. This idea germinated from one of our staff members. So Paul Granger came to Dublin Bus. He pitched an idea to management that we could have our own beehives on site. Management loved it, put a little bit of funding obviously there just to help him out, to give him a little bit of time. And there was this old bit of unused ground in the back of one of the depots. It was overgrown, you could never use it for anything. So they cleared a bit of bush away, set up the hives, and the bees are multiplying, they're growing, and it's a fantastic initiative.
And where did it start? Which depot did it start in?
So the Phibsborough depot, and we've expanded that now. So there's another depot where we have them on site as well. There's a number of hives there in the Phibsborough depot down the back, and they started off smaller, obviously, with one hive that they built that out with the supers on top, you know, so you could get more bees into one of the hives. And they've now got three of those there on that site.
So what kind of numbers are you talking about as far as bees are concerned that are in the hives now in 2025?
Well, the big number that I think you want to know about is how many we have in total.
And
peak during summer, we can get up to 250,000. Which is a fantastic number. Now, on any one of the hives, on one of them in particular, we actually name them after bus models that we have. So the SG and the PA and so on. But one of the ones that I saw there, the SG, that had a few supers on top. And you're looking at in and around 60,000 bees just in that hive alone. And then obviously 250,000 in total.
And this obviously has created great awareness among staff and Dublin buses, you know, moreover than anybody else. But first of all, there are staff members who are getting involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely. People are calling it the Dublin Buzz Initiative.
Yeah.
So there's some great names and puns coming out of it. But yeah, the staff are very much involved as well. And we create a lot of honey out of this. And we don't sell it off. What we actually do is we kind of like raffle it off internally, and it's not a first come first serve or a certain person gets this. You have to enter into a draw and you essentially win some of the honey that's created on our sites.
So with up to 250,000 bees, how many, and you were talking about the honey, how much are we talking about there?
that they could produce in a year.
Yeah, on a really good year, we can challenge 1,000 jars of honey, which is just a fantastic number. You wouldn't have thought that just from a disused little site out the back, you know. And the honey, I'm told as well, it can be different in kind of flavour and viscosity as well, because these are bees that are foraging in an urban setting. So they'll go a few kilometres outside of our depots. So they might go out to the Phoenix Park, down to the Botanic Gardens.
Even
people's front gardens. So just, you know, people that use our services on a daily basis that leave a little bit of wildflower in their front gardens or in their back garden, our bees are foraging there. And yeah, they get up to 1,000 jars now on a good year. And as the hives are growing, you know, we hope to continue that as well. Fascinating story.
And there's a number of staff who are getting involved with the maintenance, I presume, with these beehives. It's all Dublin Bus staff who are involved here.
Yeah, staff led. So once again, we're not bringing in outside entities to manage this. Yeah, so it was Paul that came with the idea, pitched it. That was taken on, and then we discovered that there was other staff members interested in this as well. Another guy called Erwin Bannon, fantastic mind for bees. He knows everything about them. He's heavily involved in that as well. And they have to pitch in together to check on the bees, you know. So once a week they might have to check on each one of the hives, check the different supers, you know, take out the various facets just to make sure that it's healthy and growing. And then you obviously have to take the honey out of that as well. And it takes an element of management, because the last thing that we want is for the bees just to suffer health-wise or to swarm as well. And that does take a lot of management. And the guys are fantastic at putting in that effort.
Because it's a big skill. Like, I've met a beekeeper before. There's a lot involved in keeping the queen bee right and the hive right. So, as you said, they don't swarm.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a real testament to the effort that the guys put in.
Yeah.
So they have that knowledge there that they've built up, their learning on the job as well. But they're talking to other bodies around Ireland, you know, the beekeepers associations and so on, to make sure that they're going about this in the right way, in a responsible way. And the bees that we have, they're the Irish native black bees as well. So you're doing that element of conservation as well.
Well, it's a wonderful idea. Dublin Bus supporting biodiversity. Blake Boland, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for your time.
A great initiative there from Dublin Bus to help protect and develop the under threat and vital bee population. Before we go, we're back with the boys and girls from Ardree National School to find out,
how can I help biodiversity in my garden?
In our garden, we can let it grow more, like mow the lawn less frequently.
In my garden, I can help biodiversity by making bug hotels, planting trees, flowers, and growing fruit and veg.
We can plant more flowers to pollinate the bees, for like pollination, like the bees do. And we can use compost around the garden.
You could plant more trees, more flowers, and everything that helps nature.
You can help biodiversity by making bird houses and preventing bird food and giving bird food.
You can help biodiversity by polluting less.
You can help biodiversity in our garden by planting more flowers and less pollution.
You can prevent biodiversity by planting more flowers and trees in your garden.
You can help biodiversity by planting flowers to help the bees pollinate more.
Biodiversity is crucial for several reasons, all of which are interconnected and play a key role in the health of our planet and its ecosystems. From the ability of biodiversity to help maintain ecosystem stability to its economic importance to various industries, including agriculture, pharmaceuticals and tourism. Plainly put, and without trying to sound dramatic in any way, biodiversity is essential for the survival of all life around the world. As part of the Hours to Protect series this year, Radio Nova have partnered with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and the Institute for Climate, Sound and Society in Harvard. Essentially, over the next number of months, we're going to be mapping the sound of climate change by recording dawn chorus of birdsong early each morning. And where better to record from than the grounds of the school that recently won the Nature Hero Award, Scull y Grounaí, in the heart of the Rathcarn Gaeltacht in County Meath. We'll be back in the autumn with more updates on this great initiative. Hours to Protect will return again on August 17th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Track O'Brainon, on Radio Nova.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.